Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So we got a few things right here. There is, I was surprised to see this text, actually, but then you bring up some good points. The very first part of the text, we're talking about pet-friendliest cities, and then we'll get into top three stories here in a second. And it says, we were surprised at how dog-unfriendly the Pensacola area is. And the first thing I saw, I was like, what? I don't think Pensacola is very unfriendly towards dogs. I see a lot of people with pets. A lot of people walk their pets. There's a lot of the, but then already the, most beach parks are no dogs allowed, except for the two very remote areas on Pensacola Beach. Yeah, and there's like one very small spot on in Perdido that you can have a dog too. That's true. I've often thought that's kind of strange, how many places here do not allow dogs. It says, can't we hold pet owners responsible for waste, or at least allow dogs early in the morning or late evenings? Even river parks are no dogs allowed. Yeah, you're actually right. There's a lot of restaurants here, no dogs allowed. A lot of stores, no dogs allowed. I've lived in other places where you can pretty much take your dog anywhere, and just about anywhere. And so, yeah, good point. I didn't think about that. Yeah. All right. So let's get into the top three stories here real quick. The redacted Mar-a-Lago search affidavit is going to be released by noon on Friday. This is the affidavit that led to the search warrant. Remember, they were trying to push to get that done. They said it needed to be redacted, otherwise they were afraid it was going to affect their current investigation. And so with that, they said, well, we'll release a redacted version. And they said, well, if we release a redacted version, it's going to be so redacted, it's not even going to be worthful. You know, it's going to be useless. Well, the Department of Justice has gone ahead and said, oh, I don't care. Just really, or they basically were told by a judge, don't care if you think it's going to be worthless, release it anyway. So that's what they're going to do. Then the IRS is going to refund the late fees for filing for 2019 and 2020. That's a pretty big deal. It's $1.2 billion worth. And finally, the Biden administration is looking to make DACA official. So DACA is the Obama executive order, or the executive order under the Obama administration, called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. So let's give a little history, a little background on this first real quick. This is something that the Obama administration, did in order to try to help children of illegal immigrants. So let's give an example here. A family migrates here illegally, and they have a three-year-old kid with them. So a mother, father, and they bring a three-year-old child with them. That three-year-old child has no idea what's going on. He's just, you know, on mom and dad's shoulders, on their hips, coming across. They get into the country. They find a place to settle. That three-year-old kid eventually enters elementary school, middle school, high school. Now they're in their 20s, and somebody finds out that they're not a legal citizen. And so they report them to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And Immigration and Customs Enforcement and detains them and finds that, sure enough, they're not a legal citizen. Well, what do you do? I mean, they've been here since they were three. The Obama administration created Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which was intended to protect individuals like that three-year-old who's now 20 or maybe 15 or 16 or whatever age they might be. It was meant to protect those individuals, to say, we are not going to deport you. And not just that, we're actually going to allow you to attend college and go apply for student loans. And not just that, we'll give you some sort of ID so you can, you know, you can drive and you can do all these other things. That was what that was intended for. But no sooner was that passed, that executive order was passed, and immediately immediately parents in other countries said, all right, son, daughter, I need you guys to hike and go across the border of the United States. And once you're there, they're not going to kick you out anymore. So at least you guys will have a great life. And that's when we had tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of unaccompanied minors. Remember that whole phrase? Unaccompanied minors coming to the border. That's how it came about, is because of this legislation. It's not even legislation. I'm sorry, correction. Because of this executive order. When Trump got in office, he realized, hey, there's some good things with this, but it's creating a massive immigration problem. And it's creating a problem where we got kids detained in cells because we got to process them and all this other stuff. And so as good intended as this was, it was a disaster for our immigration. We got to do something about this. We're going to get rid of it. And the Supreme Court said, the Supreme Court went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, you can't get rid of it. And it was like, what? Why can't I get rid of it? And they said, you can't get rid of it because the previous president put it in place. He's like, yeah, he put it in place with an executive order. I'm getting rid of it with an executive order. And they said, you need to give us a good reason. And he's like, because it stinks. It's creating a big immigration problem at the border. And they said, that's not a good enough reason. All right, so that was, remember, that was like, oh my gosh, the fall of the Republic has begun. I was like freaking out when that happened. Well, then Biden tried to overturn one of Trump's policies, and the administration and the court said, no, you can't overturn his executive order. They said, what? Why not? And they said, because we wouldn't let him overturn DACA. All right, so that's the whole thing with DACA. Because then now the Supreme Court's come out and reversed it and said, never mind, executive orders can be reversed. Great. That was a great move from the Supreme Court to reverse previous court's decisions. But now what do we do with DACA? The Biden administration is wanting wants new rules for DACA to protect it from any legal challenges and to keep it basically in place forever. And I'm sorry, there's nothing you can do. There better not be anything. Let me phrase. There better not be anything you can do to make this forever, unless it becomes a bill through Congress, passes, both wings, Congress passes the Senate, and then the president signs off on it. Then it can be permanent. But if there's anything that the White House does that they think it's protected forever, that should be unconstitutional and should always be frowned upon. Whether you like DACA or not, it has nothing to do with it. It has to do with constitutionality and the proper checks and balances in this country. A president of the United States cannot create an executive order and then create other rules around it to protect it from legal, shielding it from legal action, and then it stays in a place. No, that's what bills are for. If they can do that, what's the point of Congress? We don't need Congress anymore. Just get rid of them. I mean, that's how egregious what this administration is trying to do. And here's the hypocrisy of it. For 4 years, all we heard was that Trump was trying to be a dictator. All we heard for 4 years was how Trump was just trying to be a king, and he's trying to be a dictator, and he's just trying to rule from the roost. Even though he had less executive orders than Obama did, less executive orders than even George W. Bush did. No, all we heard from the media and all you heard from the loudmouths out there was that he's trying to be a dictator. And here we got Biden, who with a nice, quiet voice and a smile and a little bit of a stutter, quietly dictates to the world. That's what's the hypocritical thing. He's trying to make something that was an executive order from the president a permanent institution. What's the point of Congress then? Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross, just get traffic on the fives.
We do have slowdowns on I-10 right now, westbound. Right before you get to exit 7, we have a disabled vehicle that's changing out their tire, and it's causing some delays. So got to call in letting us know that it is still moving, but definitely everyone's still slowing down. They're over to the right. So use caution, but don't worry. Once you get past exit 7, you start flowing nicely again. That's going to be backed up to about Pensacola Boulevard. So keep that in mind. Other than that, we're looking good. You're going to see your typical afternoon traffic a little bit on 98 in between Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, as well as Sorrento Road eastbound towards Bower. You'll see some slight delays. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call, 850-2626-111. Traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
We have a flood warning until 7 o'clock tonight. And so pretty much all around the area. I mean, this goes from Baldwin County all the way to, Okaloosa, the whole panhandle. Flood warning all over the place. And it's really rough. To see all that happening. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, a couple of texts here. A 17-year-old Mexican MS-13 gang member shouldn't be protected under DACA. Well, yeah, I see what you're saying. If he's part of a gang, do they lose the DACA protections? Here's another one. Hey, thanks for making all children who stutter feel pretty good right now. I'm a speech pathologist. Don't appreciate your last comment. I wasn't trying to criticize the stutter. I was trying to criticize him for having dementia and Democrats holding him up as if he has as a sane thought in his brain. And so that's really what I meant to say. I'm a little mad at the fact that we continue to put blinders on with this president. And so I wasn't trying to belittle a stutterer. I was trying to belittle the president, which is also not appropriate, I know. But really, in doing so, I'm really not even angry at him. I'm not. I'm really angry at the mainstream media for the hypocrisy. The whole point of journalism is to be holding our elected officials accountable. And they were making up crap about Trump because he was actually trying, surprisingly to me, following the Constitution. He was trying to follow the Constitution as much as possible. This president is completely thwarting the Constitution, and they have a blind eye. And so I said a mean thing, and I shouldn't have said that. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. And let's go ahead and get a quick break. Come back here with Top Trending News.
Girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loved me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah.
Why are you upset? Same things happen regardless of the president, just in different forms. Because this is one that eliminates Congress. That's why. It bothered me. When Trump tried to get rid of DACA and the courts blocked it, it bothered me when Biden tried to get rid of Trump's stay in Mexico policy and the courts blocked it. It's a big deal to me. It removes all checks and balances. Like, that one issue's there. But what bothers me is no, they do. It's not the same. George W. Bush was treated way harshly compared to Obama. Trump was treated way more harsh than Obama and Biden. Biden is just given a pass even almost more than Obama was. I mean, it's just like, oh, my gosh. Here's another Texas. No, I don't have that. News on the Gulf Breeze house fire for birthday party. I don't know. Do we have that? We'll have David. We'll tell David. All right. And then let's see here. Well, that's true. Did everyone just forget how insane and dramatic Trump was or is? That went a lot further than just mean tweets. He had a lot of mean tweets, and he did say a lot of mean things, and he did retaliate at a lot of people. But I've mentioned before, I've met Trump multiple times, and he's always been respectful to me, even when I pushed back on him. I pushed back on a policy or on something that he says, like, "Oh, I've never personally declared bankruptcy," and I'm like, "Okay, that doesn't mean you're a good leader when all your businesses declare bankruptcy." And he still was respectful to me, and I've always found that he's respectful if you're respectful back to him. But when people are not respectful back to him, he destroys them. But he never once thought about trying to go around Congress, and never tried to talk about going around Congress and trying to do these things. But I mean, don't get me wrong, Trump was irresponsible in a lot of ways as well. I totally agree with that. So there is no way you can ever compare. Wait, dementia? You a doctor? Sounds like you just hate the president. Oh, I do hate the president. I've said that before. I hate him. I think he's a terrible, 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 terrible president. And there's obvious signs of dementia. Obvious signs of dementia. No, I'm not a doctor. I've not had a chance to evaluate him. But you don't have to be a doctor to recognize the signs. Well, if you're a doctor and you recognize signs of dementia with your family members, you're not going to refer them to go to the doctor? What kind of sense does that make? Come on now. I don't like the president, but I can take a step back and look at things. I have praised him for different things. Yesterday, when he gave the loan, announced the loan modification or the loan forgiveness, I went through the details that the White House released. not the stuff that you see from talking heads from the far right going, oh, 60% of the households that are going to get forgiven and all make over $100,000 a year. I didn't use the talking head stuff. I used the stuff that he brought out and the points that he made. And what I'm saying is him trying to push DACA to be permanent is illegal, and he's not being held to the fire on it. Him pushing to have the feds raid Mar-a-Lago for documents is not any different than Trump making a phone call to Ukraine and saying, I'm concerned that President Biden might have dealt with the illegal actions. Yep, Trump was impeached for it. There's not even discussion about impeaching Biden over it. I'm talking about the hypocrisy of the mainstream media and of the powers that be. That's the main thing I'm talking about. There's no way you can ever compare President Trump to any other president. At least with this president, we don't have cabinets going to jail and getting pardoned because of criminal activity inside the White House. I'm sure I don't have to remind you about the impeachment, and one, and impeachment two, as very recently William Barr responds to the Mueller report, which in fact did not clear anything or anybody. I just mentioned that too. Let's see here. A couple other texts here, and we'll get to top trending news right after Traffic on the Fives. Actually, let's do Traffic on the Fives real quick.
Still seeing slowdowns on I-10. It's going to be a westbound direction right around exit 7. Starting to clear up, but definitely still seeing some delays. Again, westbound right in between Pine Forest and Pensacola Boulevard. See something else, give me a call. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. Another text here. Trump sent a letter of condolence to me after my grandfather passed away. He'll always have my respect. Yeah. I've heard that from a lot of people, actually. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. We probably better get top trending news. I could probably read text all day.
Top trending news this hour. Well, Meghan Markle's new podcast hit number one on Spotify. The Duchess of Sussex claimed the top slot normally held by the Joe Rogan Experience. Her show Archetypes. Debuted Tuesday, featured Serena Williams. Parafloridians pleading guilty in federal court to stealing from Joe Biden's daughter Ashley, including her diary. Amy Harris and Robert Kurlander admitted they took Ashley Biden's belongings, including a diary, from her residence in Florida to the Project Veritas headquarters in New York. Prosecutors say Kurlander has agreed to cooperate with the Justice Department in their investigation. Sony planning on raising the price of the PlayStation 5 console in several countries because of, you guessed it, inflation. The gaming company says price hikes are going to be effective immediately, except for in Japan. They're going to start September 15th there. Although, surprisingly, the U.S. is one of the markets they're not planning on raising prices, but they are going to be going up in Europe, the U.K., China, Australia, Mexico, and in our northern neighbors, Canada. And Bobby, a star from the scrapped DC film Batgirl, pleading to the CEO of Warner Brothers Discovery. She wants them to save the movie. Ivory Aquino says is one of the many people that worked hard making the movie. She wants them to reconsider canceling it. The Hollywood Reporter says they're hosting apparently funeral screenings for the film before they destroy it permanently.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Just don't destroy it permanently. Save it. I found out a couple of years ago. I was an extra in a documentary series on PBS. This is years and years ago, like 30 years ago. And I had a part. I've shared this story before. I had a part because I was just an extra. I was supposed to be like in the background, just like walking around or whatever. Well, while they were setting up the shot, I was goofing off because I'm Bobby. And so I was goofing off, and I was like pretending like they wanted us to walk towards the street. And I was pretending I was like, what happens if I was walking towards the street and I just tripped and fell like right during the shot? So I was pratfalling, and I was just trying to make a bunch of people laugh around me, right? Because it's boring when you're waiting for a movie to set up. So I'm just pratfalling, and I'm doing all this other goofy stuff. Well, apparently the director saw me doing all these like physical comedy type things. And I get a guy running over to me and going, "Hey, you, follow me." And I was like, "What?" And they're like, "Yeah, man, you got grass stains on the costume. You're in trouble." And I was like, "Oh, shoot." And so I follow him. He takes me right to the director. And I'm like, "Oh, shoot, I'm getting kicked off the set." And the director goes, "Yeah, that's the guy." And he goes, "All right, follow me." And he runs me up this hill. And we get to the top of this hill, and he goes, "Can you jump over this fence?" And I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Can you do it with a pitchfork?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "All right, we want you to jump over this fence with the pitchfork and then run down towards the camera. They do this big live-action shot and blah, 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 where you're like, you're running to this event." And I was like, "Oh, all right." So that's what I did. So I had like this one solo shot of me jumping over this fence. Anyway, I found out 2 years ago they lost the footage. PBS lost the footage. It's gone forever. Cole right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I did want to hit this story real quick before we get to top three stories. The pandemic triggered 89% of an 89% increase and U.S. food stamp spending. Youch. There. Wow. 89% increase in food stamp spending. There is, and you know, we talked about that before, that the pandemic affected businesses, particularly small businesses. It affected workflows. It affected, now we know, supply chains. Now it's affected even inflation. And now we're finding an 89% increase in food stamp spending. Wow. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you. Redacted Mar-a-Lago search affidavit. Is going to be released by noon tomorrow. So, you know, this has been back and forth. Should you release it? Should it not be released? Should it be redacted? Should it not be redacted? Trump still wants it to be non-redacted. But admittedly, the Justice Department is like, if we send out a non-redacted affidavit, it could like tank our investigation. And so, all right, well, so you can't, you know, you can't have the person you're investigating dictate how the investigation goes. I get that. But at the same time, I think, you know, allow it, the redacted version, even if it is quote unquote useless, allow the redacted version to be released. And that'll make many people happy, at least for now. The IRS is going to refund the late filing fees in 2019 and 2020. It's going to cost $1.2 billion. And the Biden administration is moving to formalize the DACA program and shield it from legal challenges. We were talking about that at the beginning of this hour. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Pensacola Blue Wahoos got rained out yesterday. They're supposed to play tonight. They're actually supposed to be playing about an hour ago, but it's a delayed start. They're still hoping to be able to play both doubleheaders, or both games tonight, the doubleheader, but a delayed start at least for now. Then in Major League Baseball, earlier today, the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Angels. The St. Louis Cardinals beat the Cubs. The Seattle Mariners are beating the Guardians right now 3-1. And then the Tour Championship is going on in the PGA Tour. Round one is now wrapped up. And with that, at the top of the leaderboard, Scotty Scheffler at 15 under par, five strokes ahead of the second place person, Xander Schauffele. And then Matt Fitzpatrick is at 9 under par. So Scotty Scheffler coming out with a strong first round. Then, I'll get you your sports news right after traffic on the fives.
Still seeing some slowdowns on I-10. This is going to be the westbound direction in between Pine Forest and 29, so keep that in mind. Our slowdowns at 98 in Blue Angel have cleared up, so we're checking and clear at that intersection. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Make your next hire fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Your sports hit is that starting off with Kurt Busch in NASCAR. He's going to miss the start of the NASCAR Cup playoffs. The Rams, Aaron Donald swung his helmet at Bengals players during a joint practice, and that started a whole melee. Tom Brady going to start for the Buccaneers preseason finale against the Colts on Saturday. And unvaccinated Novak Djokovic will not compete in the U.S. Open because of vaccine mandates to travel to the United States internationally. He will not get vaccinated, so he will not participate. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, Hyundai has a pretty big factory in, in Alabama. And so, Reuters investigation revealed that Hyundai supplier Smart Alabama LLC was using children as young as 12 to manufacture car parts in the Alabama factory. A second Alabama supplier of Hyundai was found employing children in a complaint filed with the Department of Labor. So SL Alabama is a subsidiary of South Korean SL Corporation, quote, repeatedly violated the law by employing oppressive child labor using minors under the age of 16 in the production of its goods at Alexander City, Alabama plant. What? Again, like, we talk about child labor situations, that's always like, well, that happens in Asia. You know, that happens in Mexico and South America. Something like that, right? But Alabama, not that far down the road from us, you got 12-year-olds who are working. Well, apparently, this is something that's becoming like, I'm learning this whole human trafficking ordeal. So with human trafficking, apparently, a lot of the human trafficking is not sex trafficking. It is actual labor trafficking. They're forcing children to work. And that's what they're investigating here. They actually think that this might have been a situation where children were forced to work in these factories in Alabama near the Hyundai plant. Wow. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
When I was a young boy living in the city, all I did was run, 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 run. Staring at the lights, they look so pretty. Mama said, son, 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 you're gonna grow up, you're gonna get old. All that glitter don't turn to gold. Your fun, boy, run, 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 run.
Yeah, run, run, run. Run, run, run.
That's cool right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The Kites on the Coast. This is the Council on Aging of West Florida's inaugural Kites on the Coast event. It's going to be 2 days, September 2nd and September 3rd. And you're invited to celebrate this timeless pastime with kite flying activities, local vendors, food trucks, and show-stopping demonstrations from Chicago Kite. Get more details on our website, newsradio923.com. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, we've had tons of rain, plenty more in the forecast ahead, and we've got a flood watch for a lot of the area as well. Well, if you need sand, it's available for residents in both Escambia and Santa Rosa County. There's several pickup locations, and we've posted all of those online at newsradio923.com.
Yeah, I saw that they're doing that. So, yeah, we got a lot of sand needs. I mean, we got a flooding warning for the next, I believe, hour and 10 minutes as we're getting a lot of rain around here. And it's expected to rain, like, pretty much all through the whole weekend, too. So it's like, this isn't it right here. We're going to get a lot more just driving around today. I mean, there's just a lot of places you're turning on roads and you're like, I'm going to go a little slow through this because there's a lot of water out there right now.
That's a big puddle ahead.
Yeah.
Just slow down a little.
Just yep. Slow down a little bit. Yeah, exactly. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So top stories on FoxNews.com. Our national news partner, feeling pressed, shows a picture of Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary. It says, White House reporter blows up Ekurin Jean-Pierre for not taking enough questions during the briefing. Yeah, but I mean, look, their job is to kind of spin information and to present information and sometimes taking questions. Here's the thing, like going back, we were talking earlier about about President Biden, about Obama, about Trump. One thing about Obama that still to this day he gets a pass on is that he hardly ever talked to the media. He hardly ever allowed press to be around him, to be in the, his press secretaries were always, you know, always limited to the questions to just a handful of people, and they're only asking a few. It was the least accessible White House in decades, and he just got a pass on it all the time. Well, he got a pass. Trump, in the contrast, as much as Trump was flawed and had problems, Trump was the most accessible. Now, some people say that's because he wanted to be in the news all the time. Sure, but whatever the reason, he was the most accessible. Biden has gone back to more of the Obama style of, yeah, we're going to allow you some access, but the questions are going to be pre-screened and, you know, all this kind of stuff like that. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. There is... heck, that big puddle could be hiding a bigger sinkhole. Yeah, we talked about that last week in Texas, remember? They had that huge sinkhole. Underneath a big puddle, yeah, that freaks me out. So that's why you got to go slow through it. Yeah, just go slow through the water. There's some pretty big puddles out there right now, no doubt about it. All right, other stories on FoxNews.com. Oh my goodness, Congressman's wife reportedly died after ingesting an herbal remedy. California Republican congressman died after she had white mulberry leaf. This would be, who is it? Tim McClintock. She died from dehydration due to gastroenteritis. And inflammation of the stomach and intestines. It was caused by the adverse effects of white mulberry leaf ingestion, according to the coroner report. Oh, that's weird. But I guess I don't know. I guess it was in her tea, and it might have got out of her tea or something. They still don't quite know all the details right there about that. And then there is a Mark Zuckerberg, you know, from Facebook, he tells Joe Rogan's podcast, the FBI warned Facebook of Russian propaganda before the Hunter Biden laptop story. That's why, he says, Facebook limited the reach of the Hunter Biden laptop story because they were warned ahead of time of Russian propaganda, and he just assumed it was. That's what it was. The Hunter Biden's laptop story was Russian propaganda, and that's why they limited the reach for that those kinds of stories. So that was him defending, I guess, their, you know, what they did. And he also said that Facebook took a different path than Twitter when it came to censoring posts like that and stuff. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
As we were just mentioning a little bit earlier, we do have some wet roads and a flood watch. So just keep that in mind while you're going through those areas that are always going to get a lot of rain, a lot of puddles. But also on our interstates, I-10, we are still seeing some slow traffic in the westbound direction right near Pine Forest. Checking in clear at I-110 and Highway 90 and 98 also checking in clear. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. There's... we'll get Bobby's brain teases here in a second. I want to hit one other story. There was, I heard this the other day. I just want to bring this up real quick. Mississippi man faked his death or admitted to faking his death. You hear about this? So this guy is in Orange Beach, and he tried to avoid a sexual battery charge. And so he faked his own death off the coast of Orange Beach in order to escape the sexual battery charge. He's from Mississippi. So he pleaded guilty to a false distress call, transportation of a firearm across state lines by someone under indictment, and false information and hoaxes. Orange Beach police responded to a call in 2018 of help, found a small boat about a mile from the shoreline. Inside was a semi-automatic pistol tied to the boat and a suicide note. I'm like, okay, so how did they find the dude? U.S. Marshals Service apprehended him basically a year later, where he was using a false name. But I guess they found him because he withdrew money right before he disappeared, like $45,000. So they're like, okay, this guy's trying to just. So they didn't believe the suicide note because he withdrew a bunch of money and told his family members not to change their numbers and stuff like that. So yeah, that's how he got busted. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Great white sharks won't survive in captivity. Really? Yeah, some scientists think that the electricity in the buildings interfere with their electrosensory systems. But adult great whites also require a huge environment and huge mammals for food. They typically live 70 years or more in the wild, but the longest a great shark has ever survived in captivity was only 198 days. That's it. But yeah, you think, I mean, now we're tracking these great white sharks and we got them popping up even in the Gulf of Mexico now, and they tag it, and that great white shark travels from the Gulf of Mexico all the way up to the Maine. Like, are you, wow. Yeah. We have no tanks that are big enough to handle that. Let's see here. The Fiddler on the Roof movie about a Jewish family was directed by a guy named Norman Jewison, who's a Protestant. Jerry Seinfeld says he's the reason American Express created its famous black card. When he was the Amex spokesperson in the 1990s, he asked for a special card. So they made it, and they gave him the very first one, and that's where the black card comes from now. And then finally, Melville Dewey, the guy who invented the Dewey Decimal System, was kicked out of the American Library Association for serial sexual harassment of female librarians. And yet we still have the Dewey Decimal System. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.